On This Day with Gunners and Allie.
Time to check out what happened on this day for Friday, the 21st of June. By the way, the shortest day in our calendar year.
Does that mean our work day ends earlier?
Sure, let's go with that. Today, Ray Davies, the lead singer and guitarist with the British group The Kinks, is 75. Meredith Baxter played Elise Keaton in Family Ties, is 72. And then Michael Gross, who played her husband, he's also turning 72 today.
So married on the small screen and sharing a birthday in real life.
In exactly the same year as well. John Paul Young, the Australian singer, had some big hits like this one.
Love is in the air.
And this.
Take a look at me, I'm yesterday's hero.
He's 69 today. Juliette Lewis, the US actress, starring Cape Fear and What's Eating Gilbert Grape. She's 46. Craig Lowndes, the Australian racing car driver, is 45. Chris Pratt, US actor. Of course, he starred in loads of things. Started off in Parks and Rec back in the day. Then he was in the Lego movie, Guardians of the Galaxy as Star-Lord, and of course, Jurassic World. He turns the big 4-0 today, and he just got married as well.
Yeah, to Arnie's daughter.
I'll be back.
Was that your best impersonation?
Oh, I didn't really try.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't.
You did.
Let's hear yours.
Well, let's hear you trying then.
I'll be back.
That's so much better.
See? That was me trying.
And I was only joking.
You're an idiot. Brandon Fleck, let's hear yours.
I'll be back.
Brandon Flowers.
Come on, you've got to admit that.
No, that sounded like the guy from The Simpsons trying to be Arnie. Brandon Flowers, the US singer, songwriter and multi-instrumentalist. Of course, he's the frontman for The Killers. He's 38 today. Prince William, the first son of Prince Charles and the late Princess Diana, is 37. Rob Mills, the Australian singer, he did Idol way back in the day and now he does loads of musical theatre. He's 37. And Lana Del Rey, the amazing US singer-songwriter, is 34.
It was on this day that the first personal computer was developed. That's the first computer to use a stored memory facility. And that happened way back in 1948.
Wow. Australia's John Landy broke the 4-minute mile record in Finland on this day in 1954.
Yeah, just 46 days after Roger Bannister first broke the 4-minute mile.
There you go.
Missed it by that much. The first aircraft to fly non-stop from the UK to Australia arrived on this day in 1961.
Evita, written by Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice, opened in London in 1978. Funnily enough, the year I was born, and then later I played Evita. Not on the West End, but just here in Mandurah.
And David Graham became the first Australian to win the US Golf Open title on this day in 1981.
That's On This Day for Friday, the 21st of June, the shortest day in our calendar year.